This is Gerald Eastwood speaking. I've recently completed a new book, which is titled The Secrets of the Tribulation 2024 to 2030. If you recall, in Revelation 6, verse 8, there is a scripture that says, "Behold, a pale horse." The pale horse is a symbol of death. The rider of the pale horse is named Death, and Hades follows him. They have the authority to kill a fourth of the earth with various means. So this is one of the horsemen of the apocalypse of the book of Revelation. And as you know, the elite globalists who want a new world order with a new world leader know, at least to some extent, what the book of Revelation says, and they have a part in bringing this about. As you know, there are a variety of global conspiracies. One of them is extraterrestrials. I've written a book called The CIA, JFK, and UFOs, which covers the assassination of JFK and ties in another major subset of conspiracies, which is the extraterrestrials. But going to the overall program, the New World Order, I've written this brand new book, which is actually based literally on the book of Revelation, which is the final chapter of the Bible, of the King James Bible. So I'd like to read at least the introduction. I'd like to recommend you look it up on Amazon, and I'd like to recommend you buy the book, because it's one of a kind. It's product of years and years and years of research, and it presents everything from a truly perfect and biblical perspective, so you can understand these global conspiracies and the New World Order in the context of the Bible, a very straightforward context. The Bible clearly says there will be a seven-year period at the end of the world, where all of these things, all of these forces of evil and good collide. And that's what the book is about. And I believe we're right on the very verge of it. So let's look at the key players and events in this drama. One, the Antichrist. This gentleman is alive on the earth today. He is, or will be shortly, the president of one of the most powerful nuclear nations on the earth. I'm sure we all know his name and have seen him on TV many times. The book of Revelation says of him, "And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" This is Revelation 13:4. This indicates he controls a massive army, navy, air force, and nuclear inventory. This is a major clue to his identity. He may be in charge of a superpower nation, or about to be. We're not certain of his identity until the tribulation is underway. He will be in power during the last half of the seven-year tribulation, but he may attain power shortly before then. God himself ends the reign of the Antichrist at the end of the seven-year tribulation. He is transferred to his eternal home, which the Bible calls the lake of fire. The second key player in the seven-year tribulation is the country of Israel. This is God's ordained country for 1,000 generations, the Jewish people. That means forever. One of the first events of the tribulation, probably right after the rapture of the church, is the Ezekiel 38-39 war against Israel by the combined Arab League of Nations. This includes, among others, Syria, Turkey, Iran, Egypt, Libya, and others. Turkey has a 1 million man army. Now, the Lord's sovereignty plays a great part in the defeat of these nations. They will come down onto Israel to take a spoil. The triggering event, what could this be? Well, Douglas MacGregor is a decorated combat veteran, an author of 5 books, a PhD, and a defense and foreign policy consultant. He has a number of videos on YouTube where he's interviewed by a variety of shows. He said something very interesting recently. It was to the effect that this October 7th tragedy in Israel had a major result. It has totally united, like nothing else before or since, all of the Arab nations, surrounding Israel, against Israel, against Israel. Now, the invasion of Gaza will likely lead to a trigger point of action by these nations against Israel. Whether that takes several months or any other time frame to come to fruition, no one knows, but that's exactly where it's leading. Now, Henry Gruver was a modern-day visionary. You may have heard of him if you follow prophecy at all. He has had a number of experiences where God has revealed the future to him. In 2018, Gruver stated the Lord told him that when Israel sends troops into Gaza, it will be a sign the Middle East War has started. The term "the Middle East War" indicates it is the big one, the one that kicks off the tribulation period, the Ezekiel War. Now, the third group of players in this event are the 144,000. These are Jewish people who, immediately following the rapture of the church, God anoints. They are sealed, referring to their salvation and protection for their service during the rest of the tribulation. They are Jewish believers. They may not have been believers before the rapture, but after the disappearance of several billion people, they are believers now. The Bible has been opened to them. They are now evangelists leading multitudes to Jesus. Four, two witnesses. Now, we don't know what their exact identity is, but they are biblical figures who perform miracles like Moses and Elijah of the Old Testament. They prophesy during one half of the tribulation. They prophesy from the country of Israel. Five, Satan and his own. Demons are a key figure in the seven-year tribulation. They plan everything. Their operations are from their master himself. This is a spiritual war, but you'll see it all play out in the natural. Six, the false prophet. This is a highly thought of religious figure. Of course, you know what Jesus thought of religious figures. He assists the Antichrist in misleading those who are left behind. Seven, the Lord Jesus Christ. He returns to the earth visibly at the very end of the seven-year tribulation period in the year 2030. Finally, we have scoffers, 2 Peter 3:1-18. Here's what Brother Peter wrote in the Bible, in the book of 2 Peter. This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of the reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days, with scoffing, following their own desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlook this fact that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God." Now, these people will have to endure the great tribulation, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. During this time frame, there will be almost constant wars between the major powers, probably nuclear and biological. The Antichrist will roll out the mark of the beast. Without this mark, you cannot buy or sell. The book of Revelation pronounces terrible consequences on the people who take it. You must read the book of Revelation to fully understand everything. It's the last book of the Bible. If you've never read the Bible, read the Gospel of John 2 or 3 times, and then read the book of Revelation. The tribulation period is unlike anything we've ever experienced. Now, right before it begins, at the very beginning of it, in the first year, billions of people will be raptured and escaped. And of those who remain, the book of Revelation says, during this great tribulation period, billions will perish. So by the end of the 7 years, at the end of the year 2030, the earth's population will therefore be significantly less than it is today, of course. Afterwards, the millennium exists. This is 1,000 years on earth of peace. God wraps up human existence at the end of that 1,000 years. At that point, the scripture takes effect, Revelation 20:7-9, and when the 1,000 years, at the end of the year 2030, and when the 1,000 years are ended, which would be the year 3030, Satan will be released from his prison and will come to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle, their numbers like the sand of the sea, and they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surround the camp of the saints and the beloved city, which is Jerusalem. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. So at the end of the millennium, just projecting the entire future of the planet, 1,000 years after In the future, after 2030 AD, Satan is released one last time and defeated. At this point, the Bible says that God creates a new heaven and a new earth. There you have it in broad overview. But I get into details in the book. The book is a page-turner. The book is a must-read. The book is a survival manual. So look up the book on Amazon, or you can look it up on Bing, and it'll take you right to Amazon. The title of the book by Gerald Eastwood is The 2024 to 2030 Tribulation. You can enter those keywords, The 2024 Tribulation, or you can enter the title of the book, which is Secrets of the Tribulation, Timeline 2024 to 2030 AD. Have a good week. Read this book. It's a life changer. It's a survival manual. Maranatha.